نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فصل لربك وانحر وقال تعالى في آية أخرى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 10th of Zulhijjah, 1444, Laylatul Eid, the night of Eid al-Adha. So what does the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah teach us? When one studies, before I start, MashaAllah, our Marana Muhammad Khamisa, then our young man Hafiz Imran, he read beautiful rendition, if we knew the Urdu language, and then our Qari Ahmed, MashaAllah, all of you read so wonderful, and then an old man like me comes, you know, tired and retired, old and cold with a crock voice, you understood. So then I must put you all to sleep, but anyway we'll try our best, inshaAllah. So my brothers, sisters in Islam, so what does Islam say about tonight and about these days? We need to understand the glory, the style, the diction, the beauty of the noble Quran. Go and study Surah Baqarah, Surah 2, Chapter 2, verse number 185. Where Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of Ramadan. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ You must complete the period of fasting, 29 days, 30 days, and thereafter, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ Glorify the name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. He conferred upon you the greatest gift and the wealth of Iman. So therefore we take His name and we mention it loudly. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ So now we go out to the Eidgah, we go to the place of Eid Salat. Ramadan Mubarak has finished, the first of Shawwal has arrived, so it is a day of thanksgiving, it is a day of gratitude. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, no one in the world can ever do that, that fasting during the whole month, commemoration of the preservation and the authenticity of the noble Quran. When we question the Pope, oh Pope, you read for us the whole Bible by heart, from starting to ending, by memory in the original language. So what answer came? There's no hope for the Pope, you see. So yeah, we got millions of people reciting the Quran Sharif. Now draw a comparison. Now we speak of Eid al-Adha. One of the ulama, Hafiz, and read it now. Qari Ahmed read, mashallah. Surah 22, Surah Hajj, verse 37. What Almighty Allah says, كَذَلِكَ سَمَلَلِي سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ Almighty Allah has made it subservient for you. For your benefit, O masterpiece, O Muslim, O Muslima. The big, big animals, you take the camel. You know how big the camel is? Did you see a camel? Some of you never saw a camel. So you must remember that when the King of England came here to South Africa in 48, he never saw a real lion, a real live lion. So if you study your history of South Africa, so they took him to the Kruger Park, first day, second day. He got fed up, he said, I want to see a lion. They say, okay, wait one more day. Morning to evening, they took him everywhere. He didn't see the lion. And then the caption came the next day in the newspaper, the king of the jungle does not want to see the king of England. So that is the... Well, the Beni Yazir is a king. You know what lions. So they asked me for what we keep beard, you see. So I asked him, who's the king of the jungle? He said, the lion. I told him, remove that mane of the lion, then what will happen? See? So you must remember, when they see us, there was no, we're not LGBT, we are Muslims, we are men, we mujahideen. So that is what Islam is all about. So Qurbani, if you look at the verses, immediately after the Qurbani verses, Allah speaks of jihad and qital. Rabtul ayat, you need to understand the glory, beauty. So Almighty Allah speaks about the camels, about the cows, about the sheep, about the goat, and the bull and ox and all of them. For your benefit, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, He made it subservient. Why? Eidul Adha. لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Again, glorify the name of Almighty Allah. Our brother Hafiz Imran was reading, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allah, Allah, Allah. So that is exactly what Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Quran Sharif states, Surah 89, verse 2, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. This first in our Ustad Sheikh Sabuni Rahimahullah, we used to sit by him in the Haram, mashallah, and between the Ruknain, between Hajar Aswad and Rukn Yamani, we used to sit there and say, Sheikh, teach us something. So he used to laugh, you know. So we learned by him there in the Haram. So he used to say, and in his tafsir he wrote also, so many places, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَقْسَمَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ ذِي شَأْنٍ. Allah Jalla Wala only takes an oath on something that is very important and significant. Tonight is the night of the 10th. Allah says, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. And that is the 10 nights. Allah says, don't kill time, don't waste time. Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah and them were asked this question, that which 10 days and nights are better? The first 10 nights of Zulhijjah, are those days better? Or the last 10 days, last 10 nights of Ramadan? So what did Shaykhul Islam? You need to be a Shaykhul Islam like him to answer. So Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah and them said that it depends what you're looking at. If you look at the nights, then the last 10 nights of Ramadan are superior. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. It is greater, superior, better than 1,000 months. So the nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan are superior. And the days of the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, the days are better. Why? Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Al-Hajju Arafah. So the pinnacle and the essence of Hajj is to be present in the Maidan and plains of Arafah on the 9th of Zulhijjah. And remember, Imam Tirmidhi writes and comments after that hadith, وَهَذَا الْحَدِيثُ أُمُّ الْمَنَاسِكُ. And this hadith is the mother and is the nucleus and the essence of Hajj. So when a person is there in Maidan Arafat, in the state of consecration, Ihram, and Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Ya Allah, I'm ready, prepared for whatever you say. Main to kafan lekar aaya hu. I have come with my ihram, with my kafan. I'm prepared to meet you, O Almighty Allah. This morning, you know, our South Africans, they're masters, you know. So they will want to walk from Mina to Arafat. Now they half finished already in Arafat, tired, retired. Then they're going to walk from Arafat to Muzdalifah. So today, this morning, I received so many questions. Must we go to Mina tonight? My hotel is very near Mina. The one brother wrote like that. So I asked him, brother, you went for Hajj or you went for honeymoon and so forth? He says, no, my legs are all bust up. That's the word he used. You understand? My legs are all bust up. You understood? So I say, now you have to go to Mina and no bus is going to take you. You understood? So you have to walk there and go there. So who told you to walk so much? Yes, South Africa, you can't even go to the bathroom without a car and so forth. And now you're like a big shot, you want to walk. And now you say, no, I'll sleep in Azizia. You don't know what Quran Sharif says? Surah 3, verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you really love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni. Follow me immaculately. When we follow the Master alayhi salatu salam immaculately, our salat, our siyam, our fasting, our hajj, our qurbani, all dimensions, aspect of hajj, yuhbibkumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. We all are sinners, we all are gunegar, we all transgress. major sins, minor sins. Allah is giving us a divine recipe, divine prescription. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Follow the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immaculately. صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Perform your salat as you see me performing salat. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Hajj Umrah, خُذُوا أَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Muslim Sharif's hadith. Take your actions from me, and that is how you should try and perform your Hajj, your Umrah, everything. So brothers, we should appreciate this few hours that are left now, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, hadith in Musnad Ahmad, أَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ. During these days here, what must you do? Read abundantly. At-tasbih, wa-tahmid, wa-takbir. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa la akbar. Keep the tongue moist, remember that. Imam Abu Hanifa, you all heard his name. Imam Abu Hanifa used to wear a ring. And not for like me and you today. Brothers, they keep ring, you know, understood. Yesterday, oh yeah, I was there in Ispingo Rail. So first time this happened to me in life. You know, every day something happens in life, you know. So my brother came to me, he said, Mufti, do me a favor. I said, Bhai, whatever you say. He took out his ring, he said, make dam on my ring, I'm feeling sick. Now what I can tell him, I said, bring. So I read Surah Fatiha and I blew on it. So we believe the Quran Sharif, you must remember, is the greatest miracle of Mustafa. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you wore the ring, he said, now Allah gives shifa, so it's fine. So remember Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah used to wear a ring. On that ring was engraved, Jirmuhu Saghir wa Jurmuhu Kabir. The size of the tongue is very small, the crime it commits is very big. Tell your wife something now, so by next year Eid, she'll took it from her computer memory and she'll tell you. You know our woman, mashallah. So when we tell them, then they will say, no, Al-filu la yansa, the elephant he never forgets. You understand? But they don't know, they also don't forget. So all you brothers tonight, so Qurbani is tomorrow, so tonight is big night. Imam Shafi, Imam Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is big night, hadith in Ibn Majah. Man ahya laylatil eid, then lam yamut qalbuhu yawma tamutul qulub. So remember that tonight make some extra ibadat and so forth. And remember that what Imam Shafi said in Kitabul that they are great, great nights. He said Laylatul Qadr, then he said 15 Shaban, then he spoke of the two nights of Eid, he spoke of first of Rajab. These are the giants of Islam, remember that. So it's not some people like us now. See, Allah made their name shine. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was a celebrated student. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah entered Baghdad in the year 195 after Hijrah. He left in 199. And he asked Imam, people asked Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, tell us who's your teacher, what you say, holy Shafi. He said, Ash-Shafi'i ka-shamsi lid-dunya. How the sun came, illuminated the world. So my ustad came, Muhammad bin Idris Ash-Shafi'i. What is knowledge, what is taqwa, and so forth. See? So these are the giants, you must remember that. So carry on. So now tonight, so what you going to do tonight, after the talk and dua and all that, so you're going to prepare your new suit, you see. So let me check how I see, how I look tomorrow for Eid, you see. So when we were young and old, the whole night used to go like that. How's my tie? How's my suit? How's my shoes? How's the whole night? Everybody have a competition, but we say we're all friends of one another. إِلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُهُ وَزِينَةُ وَتَفَاخُرُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ. So what is life? Life is three stages. When we were young, now this time they don't do all this. When we were dead 860 years ago, we were playing marbles and top and all that. Now they tell the chef marbles, he'll ask if your marbles are gone. You understood? So you must remember this type of thing. They know all PlayStation and what they play. Now we don't even understand. Emails flying to the females and all. You know how it goes on and this type of thing. And then now you are 20, 15, 20 years old. My best friend. But which kind of friend? Whose cell phone is the best? Whose suit is the best? Whose computer is the best? Whose shoes are the best? وَزِينَتُ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ. The mutual rivalry and competition. Now you're the old man, baji, tired, retired. Their children, grandchildren will say, Papa, you better sit at home. So Papa say, okay, so now I'll take the tasbih. No. I'll take the tasbih. You understand? I'll give a tasbih, but it's alright. So, pull a little. So remember that, you say, Papa, take out your, remember you sit at home and play. In this non-Muslim, they say rosary. You say, for tasbih, they say rosary. Say, play with a rosary. You don't know Papa is counting his properties and money, or is making subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. You say. So that is what the whole thing goes on nowadays. So three stages of life, remember that. So we must now, brothers, you see how much our wives, they do for us. So mashallah, they are our secretary, they look after our children, they look after our valuables, they look after everything. So tonight, you must tell her, oh honey, don't be funny and take this money, you see, and I'll make your qurbani, you see. So you'll do inshallah. See, they don't say, yeah. See, make istikhara. You know, so this type of thing. It's like your brothers now, you see, our brothers are there for hajj and all these things there. Don't worry, the radio is still alive. I was just drinking water. Sometimes these colors, they think this motor passed away or something. You understand? So you must remember when we go there for hajj and all that. Now we don't go now, you know, a lot of stories. So what we do now? So we tell me, make dua. So we make dua. Ya Allah, accept our hajj, umrah, ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, accept our ziyarah to Medina, loud, ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, Medina Munawwara, ki maut naseeb farma, let us die in Medina. And all become Hanafis then. So I asked the brother, what happened? They said, no, the raw dollars and riyals. I said, Kala, who to you? Kala say, well, we want to die, but amreni, shopping pehla khalas karwana. So that is how we perform hajj. Allah make maaf, you know. So carry on with our topic now. So tonight is big night. Read 2 rakat, salatu shukr. Allah Jalla wala gave us iman, Islam. Allah Jalla wala gave us, you understand, so many bounties. And if you study in the world what's going on today, remember, the greatest amount of orphans, the ummah, Muslim ummah. The greatest amount of refugees, Muslim ummah. The greatest amount of widows and divorces, Muslim ummah. So what Eid is there for them? So think properly, the plight of the ummah. What our children in Palestine, every day dicing with death, the people in Kashmir, United Nations figures, more than 10,000 Muslim women raped, and so forth. Who's there for them? I'm asking you. So think about all these things. Many a time when we live in comfort zone, we become oblivious of the plight of the ummah. Understand? So, and then so many other enemies of Islam. So me and you make 2 rakat shukr. Thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for His ever recurring bounties and favors He's showering upon us. Bighayril istiqaq. We don't deserve it. Take that out. We don't deserve it. It's only Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy. You see on the radio, I'm not here to promote the radio, but I want to tell you the one thing. You know, sometimes you ask Allah, help us, Ya Allah. So Allah put in our heart, you know, and they say that this morning program we have, 5:30 to 6, tomorrow, inshallah, for the listeners, we will have it 5 o'clock to 5:35, 5:40, because namaz is early here, Eid 5:45. So inshallah, we'll be on air 5 o'clock to 5:35, 5:40 tomorrow morning only, inshallah. From Friday, it will continue as normal. So now we open the line. Say, ask whatever you want to. So sometimes the pastors come, sometimes this one come. One pastor told me, you're stealing our people. How can you take the Christians and make them Muslim? So I said, you ask whatever you want to. So he asked the questions and we answered him, all hadha min fadli rabbi, hadha rahmatu. After 3 days, he said, make me Muslim also. You see, brothers, so we must never be apologetic about Islam. This is the crime we are committing. Alayna an nu'athir wa la nata'athir. We must have influence on their lives, and we must not get impacted and affected with their lifestyle. Now today, you look at the Arab countries, Muslim countries, look at us. It's already embedded in our hearts, in our mind, in our soul. The West is the best and white is right. Even the people who die also. One, 5 guys died and all that. Every hour you will hear, the year. Muslims are dying like flies. Who even worries? It don't even come on the margin of the newspaper. See? So think about all these type of things. So qurbani, this is qurbani. See what is qurbani. Take this lesson. Especially you ulama students. This is wonderful if you understood it. Who is Ibrahim, Nabi Ibrahim, Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam? He's connected to Hajj, Tawaf, Umrah, Hajj, Qurbani, Pelting, what they're going to do all this now for the remaining days. Everything rotates and revolves around him, Nabi Ibrahim, Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam. Who is he? Ibrahim. What is the meaning of Ibrahim? Abun Rahim. The compassionate father, the kind father. His name Nami Isme Grami came 69 times mentioned in the Noble Quran. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Chapter 14, Surah 14, dedicated to this mighty, mighty messenger. What Almighty Allah says, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah Jalla wa'ala made him a special, special, special friend. See how Allah Ta'ala elevated him. Now we start. Let's see now how far we go. So the ulama-i Rabbani, the ulama-i Haqqani, they wrote this. Who is Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam? Sallama nafsahu lin-niran. You see, when you speak the truth, then truth becomes unpalatable for people. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. Sahih hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Ya Aba Dharr, qulil haqqa walau kana murra. Speak the truth, even though the truth is bitter. The truth does not have to be in a bitter tone, but the truth must be spoken. Big difference between the two. So he, Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, is there in Iraq. You know Iraq? What is Iraq? Iraq is Ardur Rafidatain. This side you have the Euphrates and the Furat. That side you have the Dijla, and it's called in Arabic the Tafsir, Ardur Rafidatain, the land between the two rivers, between Euphrates and Tigris. So he's inviting the people towards Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. And one day they were having a festival. They should believe in all these celestial creations, sun, moon, stars and whatever. فَنَذَرَ نَذْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ. He looked to the sky. And he told them, فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. So this is Tawriya and all that. So word were two meanings. They thought he's physically sick. He meant I'm fed up of your people's kufr and shirk and all. Now I'm going to sort this whole thing out. So while they were busy there in their wine, dine and swine and whatever else, he went, he smashed the whole lot of their idols. He took the axe and put it by the big idol. He said, when they come, you must say that you killed them. You, just example for you. So then, and when he did all this, you youngsters, you know the score of cricket, you know the score of soccer, you know the score. But know the what of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the people said, no. قَالُوا سَمِئْنَا فَتَيْ يَذْكُرُهُمْ يَقَالُوا لَيْبَ. He was very young when he did this. So they said, now punishment. Allah forbid. It's not by Allah elevating him. So what he did, you must remember, سَلَّمَ نَفْسَهُ لِنْلِيرَانِ. He handed himself over to the fire. Do whatever you want to. Me, I'm going to carry on with my work. So Jibreel alayhi salam comes, whilst he's airborne. What can I do for you, Khalil? He says, أَمَّا إِلَيْكَ فَلَا حَاجَةَ لِي. As for you, I don't need you, Jibreel. حَسْبِي اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Whenever we're in a tight corner, always read, حَسْبِي اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. Ya Allah, you are sufficient for me. You are the best one to take care of my matters and affairs. You are the best protector and the best helper, Ya Allah, Jalla wa'ala. So then they threw him, cast him in the fire. You know, today the fire brigade, then they have all their, you know, fireproof uniform. So Allah made everything safe for him. Ya narukuni bardaw wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Oh, you fire, you become a place of safety and coolness for Khalilullah Ibrahim. Quickly, I digress 1 minute. I am Abdul Qadir Hussein. Then there is Saddam Hussein. Then there's Barack Hussein Obama. He's also Hussein. So his father's name is Hussein. So, but none of us are related, right? So you must remember. So President Saddam Hussein, you agree, you don't agree, is your business, but this is our verdict on him. President Saddam Hussein, Rahmatullah alayhi, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. So Saddam Hussein, when the Americans attacked the first time, Bush Senior, the Harami. So you must remember that he addressed his nation, the Iraqis. And he said, all of us have to make dua and cry to Allah. And what he did, he read this verse Saddam. And what he said, listen how the Quran is, listen to what Saddam said. Ya narukuni bardaw wa salaman ala Ibrahim. So he read, Ya narukuni bardaw wa salaman ala Ali Ibrahim. When they came, the Americans attacked that night, the lightning, the rain, and so many things happened, they all had to pull back. Kala, it's not Saddam's greatness, it's Quran's greatness. Ya Allah, these are the progeny and the children of Khalilullah Ibrahim a.s. You know about Saddam? After 12 years, they exhumed his body, Saddam Hussein's body, and the body was fresh. You know? He never allowed no Shia to come and raise his ugly head. Understand? If the Shias and the Americans put him away, he died a martyr. He died as president of Iraq. And he said, I won't bow down to any one of you. لَن نَرْكَى لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ He died 100% Sunni. Therefore we say, you agree, don't agree, is your business. I'm telling you what is there, you can go and see. يَا نَارُ كُونِّي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ So Saddam Hussein, we say, he committed crimes, I don't say no. I'm speaking of his ending. He said, you don't have to catch me, that I walk myself. I am giving my life to Allah, and I am pleased to meet Allah. So Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam sallama nafsahu lindiran, wa sallama waladahu lilqurban. Now Mawlana read in Salat, you must remember that, Surah 37 verse 100. He's an old man, and he's got two wives, old wife Sayyidah Sara radiallahu anha. Young wife, Sayyidah Hajra radiallahu anha, Hajar, Hajra, both ways, Tarkhim in Arabic, Balagha, rhetoric. That's now all academic discussion. So he cries to Allah, you're all, you cry, Ya Allah, give me child, give me child. Learn this dua, Surah 37 verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin, O beloved Allah, grant me pious offspring. Such pious, from Sayyidah Hajar radiallahu anha, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. And from Sayyidah Sara radiallahu anha, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam. How Allah, even he thanked Allah in the ending. What he said, Alhamdulillah illadhi wahabali alal kibari Ismaila wa Ishaq. Surah 49 verse 39. See, Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim verse 39. Alhamdulillah illadhi wahabali. Ya Allah, I praise you. In my old age, you gave me a gift. And which kind of gift you gave me? Wahabali alal kibari Ismail, the one who listens to Allah. Wa Ishaq, the one who's smiling. See. Inna rabbi lasami'u dua. See. Ya Allah, you always listening to my dua. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana. He sees the dream, and the dream of Anbiya is wahi, that is revelation. Now he tests his son. What will you say, O son? Inni ara anni azbahuka fanzur maada tara. What you say, my beloved son? You are now in that age where I love to walk with you, I love to embrace you, I love to kiss you, but Allah says I must sacrifice you. See, he says, son also was Nabi. At this time to be Nabi, he said, see the balagha, the rhetoric. You want your children to come your side? Address them like that. Kama tadinu tudan. Ya bunayya. He didn't say my son. He said, oh my beloved son. Eh mere pyare bete. What the son said, he didn't say, oh father. He said, ya abatif al matumar. Oh honorable father, you do exactly what you are commanded. Father is there, he's got his big knife and whatever. Son is there, he's ready to give his life. And then the eyes must not meet. Sometime last minute, the compassion will come. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمُهَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينِ He then turned him around. And he slaughtered him for real. That's our belief. He slaughtered him. He sacrificed him. But Allah took away the impact of the knife and so forth, and his life was spared. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْنَ عَظِيمٍ The ram came, and you read takbir now. So what happens? So the takbir started that time. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Khalilullah read. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He, Ismail alayhi salam, knew his life is spared. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Jibreel alayhi salam is there, he also, Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. So in Islam, we don't put monuments and statues and all these things there. You see in the government, here in Natal, I see they're going to put another statue. So what that statue is going to have the people of Inanda and Phoenix and that, yesterday I just landed. So 4 o'clock, just after 4, the pilot also announced. They said, be very careful. There's inclement weather and things are happening here. And Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, we read safely. So then I switch on the radio to hear what's, you see a tornado hit Durban. I say, tornado? You know what's a tornado? But I think that news radio made a mistake, you know, understood? So it was a storm, tornado, we'll all end up in Toronto, you know, understood? So I must remember this. So my brothers, that is the, so anyway, so the point I want to make is this, see now we're going on. Qurban. So Allah Jalla wa Ala, the ulama wrote out there, Sallama nafsahu lil-niran, wa sallama waladahu lil-qurban, wa sallama ahlahu lil-hijran. Somebody tells you, go leave your wife in the Kruger Park, and you come back. You will do. You say the lions will finish you up, and those type of things. Ye Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, you ladies, this is your story now. This I have to address you a little bit. In Urdu, our Bamji, our Imam is here, Allah Ta'ala give him in his, mashallah, his wife is our family also. She's from here, mashallah. So, you see, that when you have 2-3 wives, all that, then you get one thing in Urdu, they call meme tutu, meme tutu. You see, you're not in meme tutu. I say, you say, he say, she say, all this. So now he, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, the young wife gave birth. They in Canaan in Palestine. Now the elder wife, Sayyidah Sarah and Sayyidah Hajar, a little bit, you see. Adwarratan la tattafiqan, in Arabic we say. Two wives, they don't agree. So yesterday I asked one brother there in Spingo Rail, Bhai Sheikh, how many wives you got? He said, 4. So I told him, Bhai, you got 4 wives. You know what happens when you have 4 wives? When you have 1 wife, you're in Qiyam. When you got 2 wives, you go into Ruku. When you got 3 wives, you're half in Sajda. When you're in 4 wives, salam. Alif to ya, finished. Now, putting you. Yes? So this type of thing. But he was walking straight. Well, you're a strong guy, you know. So you must remember this. So Sayyidah Hajara radiallahu anha, Sayyidah Sara. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is Khalilullah. He says, this is not going to work. Now I must take 1 wife away. They take away. Small infant. So leave them there in Makkah. بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. Ya Allah, I'm leaving my wife here, I'm leaving my son here. And he moves away. He don't want I to meet. So she asked the lady, so much love, so much iman, so much conviction, that you leaving us here, O Khalilullah, it is your opinion, your suggestion, or is Amrullah? He pointed, he didn't say, he pointed Abdullah. What the lady, the wife said, Sayyidah Hajar radiallahu anha. She said, Idan layyudayi anna. He will never let us go to waste. Today our whole umrah, our whole hajj, our own tawaf, our own sa'i, everything to commemorate this Mubarak family. One Ibrahim alayhi salam, one Sayyidah Hajar radiallahu anha, one Ismail alayhi salam. When they completed rebuilding and refurbishing, renovating the Kaaba Musharrafa, so then go read Quran, Surah 2, verse 127, and what happens after that? So he cries to Allah. Father and son went around the Baytullah 7 times. Ya Allah, we built this house, this Kaaba Musharrafa. We want to see there's no defect in it. And then they cried. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Allah loved us so much, your umrah is not accepted. Your hajj is not accepted. Wal yattawafu bil baytil atiq. You must go and make tawaf. These non-Muslims on the radio, they ask me, you AK, I just tell them, call me AK. They tell me they got AK-47. I told them I got something more important than AK-47. They say, what you got? I told them I got AK-255. What is AK-255? Ayatul Kursi. Ayat number 255. You got it, Muslim? So that is most powerful. A'adhamu ayatin fil Qur'an al-Kareem. So we also got AK, but Ayatul Kursi. You see? Ayat number 255. So when the crooks come with the AK, you must say, I need Ayatul Kursi. But we are such, when they come, the water pistol of wuzu is broken already. You know? You'll forget Ayatul Kursi also. So anyway, my brothers, so now what happens? So now they made that. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Now he goes away. But he never went far. He turned to the Baytullah and he starts crying. You ulama, go read the book. Ma'u Zamzam, Tariq al-Hajar al-Aswad and all that by Sheikh Awwama, son-in-law, Sheikh Saeed Baghdash. I went to his house, he gave me also, mashallah. So he's in Medina Munawwara, Sheikh Saeed Baghdash. So in there he writes, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam turned around. And now he's facing the Kaaba. The wife tells son, can see. وَارْزُقُهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ Ya Allah, give them such risk, and they will be grateful always. Before that what he made, today they're telling us this MBS or shaitan business. I was listening to the news while I was coming, they say the biggest crowd of Hujjaj pilgrims is not even over 2 million, it's 1.8, but chalo we say 2 million. In 1992 when we went for Hajj, there were over 4 million people in Hajj. Now they mean, you see, quickly they make ta'wil, say no, after COVID this is the biggest, you understand, crowd. Who is fooling who, you understand, sir? That time, no Al-Qawta, anybody could come. We only entered Arafat 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 1992. So, and I had my mother-in-law blind and all that, wheelchair and all that. So see Allah Ta'ala. So he made dua. See the dua. فَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ Ya Allah, let the hearts of people, some people, be inclined to the Baytullah. If he shouldn't use the word mean, then every Tom, Dick and Harry, every Tom, Dick and Mary should be there. But he want to qualify it. So the non-Muslims, they ask, why you go round and round and round? You're a little bit tipsy or what? I say, no. We the most sober people on this earth. We don't have wine, we don't have swine, nothing. We sober. So you, Tom, Dick and Mary, when your clothes get dirty, you place in the washing machine. You go round, spin, come out pure and clean. The Muslim, we go round, round, we come out pure and clean. From our sins, man tafa bil bayti khamsina marra, kharaja min zunubihi kayomin waladatu ummu, hadith in Tirmidhi. You perform 50 tawaf, then Allah Jalla wa Ala will make you so pure and cleanse you, and purify you, like the day your biological mother gave birth. See, when we were young in Madrasa, the Ustad taught us, they passed away, Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus. He said, Zamzam means stop. It's not correct there. Sheikh Saeed Baghdash writes, that Zamzam means Al-Ma'ul Kathir, abundant water. See till today, how the water is flowing. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he was 2 years old. His father passed away there in Gaza. He was born in Gaza. The family moved to Makkah, and his first teacher is an African teacher, Muslim Azanji. Imam Abu Hanifa's teacher is an African teacher, Atta bin Abi Rabah. Our teacher is African teacher in Medina, Sheikh Umar Falata. He taught hadith right where Imam Malik used to sit, where for 50 years. When he used to sit in his dars, in his lesson, he used to kiss his hand and his forehead. I even invited him, but he didn't come to South Africa. See how Allah selects whoever he wants. So anyway, that he now, you must remember, made dua. And the zamzam is flowing. First thing, warzuqhum min al-thamarat was zamzam. Ya Allah, give them the fruit, physical fruit, spiritual fruit, for nourishment, everything. And then, you see, great people, Imam Shafi came. He drank so much zamzam. We drink zamzam of Port Shepston, you see. So, this thing here, but it's nice water, don't worry. I never even asked for it. I was half dreaming and I see somebody take me, say hot water. I say, yeah, put it in front, inshallah. I'm cold now, I can't drink cold. I'm old now, I can't drink cold, you know. I have to drink hot water. So now, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he made the dua, Zamzam started gushing out everything. Imam Shafi goes to Zamzam, young person. First dua, Allahumma zuqni ilman wafira. Give me profound, abundant knowledge, Ya Allah. What knowledge Allah gave me? Second dua he made, Allahumma ij'alni ramiya. Ya Allah, make me a sharpshooter. You see, last week Sunday, I was there in escort. So the brothers, they took me, you see. That Manak family, mashallah. They got shooting range, private, you know. I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. My name is AK. Come, bring the guns. I must shoot. You understood? I got license and all that, but the gun is parked in Etikaf, you understand? I don't know, 15, 20 years, I never touched it, you know. So I said, yeah, just give me the skills again and all the safety and all that. So they brought a small one. My hands are big. I said, no, man, this is like a toy. Like, bring another one. So he brought another one. I said, yeah, this one is right. Then he saw this motor can shoot a little bit. Then he brought the big F something, I don't know what and what. So then I said, this is the right one now. So put the target there, let me start shooting, you understood? So half the time fluke, but we hit some targets, you know. So I told him, I'm coming back next year, I want the AK, then we'll try with that one, you see. So inshallah, you must try all these things in life, make intention of jihad. So Imam Shafi, Rahimahullah said, Ya Allah, make me a master marksman. He says himself, he says 9 times out of 10, I used to hit bullseye. You know what we say, bull, target. Third dua he made, Ya Allah, give me Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So Allah Ta'ala give me. So that is what we must learn. So carry on with what the ulama wrote. Sallaman. What he did, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam? Sallama nafsahu lil-niran, for the fire. Wa sallama waladahu lil-qurban. So he gave his son for qurban. Qurban, come nearer to the mercy of Allah. وَسَلَّمَ أَهْلَهُ لِلْهِجْرَانِ So the hijrat. You stay here, my wife, and then everything. From there, all the barakat started. And for all of us, like, فَاتَّبِئُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَسَلَّمَ رَمْيَهُ لِلْشَيْطَانِ Now he's going to Mina. So even Ibrahim, alayhi salatu salam, the Satan, Lucifer, don't want to leave. So he says, how can you go slaughter your son? So he picked up the pebble, he picked up the dust, and he threw it. So now tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, for those people who are going to stay the extra day for Hajj, now they'll be pelting, you see. So now it's very easy. Before, in those days, they had to pelt guys like me. All the tall guys had to take cover. Because the pillar is there, they hit us, they hit us. You understand? So now it's big screens they got. Even a blind person can pelt. You know, like Haji Bhagan or Haji Ismail Bhai can also pelt. You see, I just saw Haji Sahib now. Allah reward you, Haji Sahib. So you must remember this kind of things. You just go and you pelt like this. So what he did was sallama ramyahu lishaytan. So that is, so every day we got a war. You see this? What do you call this? What do you call? Mihrab. What is mihrab? The place of fighting. So now Mawana Imran Khamis said, how many years we have Mawana? 20 years? More? 29. Subhanallah, I can't believe. He studied Darul Umma, he's 20, 30 years now Islamically. So mashallah, his son also alim. Al-taqabbal Allah minna minkum. We feel happy, you know. So now he's 30 years here plus minus. Now he's here. So he's boxing. Boxing with who? Boxing with shaitan, mihrab. We must have our direction right. We must have our orientation right. And then, when the Hujjaj pelt, you see, when we go for Hajj, I ask them, I say, how many shaitans there? They say, three. I say, wrong. Other guy, 6, wrong. Other guy, 9, wrong. 12, wrong. But if you see, there are 12 shaitans. You understood? When you come from Mina, you will see 6. When you come from Azizia, you will see another 6. But the Saudis, you know, they want even special shaitans for them. So in a basement underground, they come with their Cadillacs and their Bentleys and Rolls Royce, and then they just make like this. They don't even come out. I haven't seen it. But at the bottom, for the royal family, they got 3 special shaitans. One is the king, prince, and the crown prince. You pelt them properly. So anyways, you guys mustn't get into trouble. Don't worry. I'll take the rap. Understood? So anyway, so that is 3 special shaitans. They got 15 shaitans they made. Now how can you hit mess them? So and it's big shaitans. So anyway, that is was the Kerion start again. Sallama nafsahu lil niran, wasallama ahlahu lil hijran, wasallama waladahu lil qurban, wasallama ramyahu lil shaitan, wasallama irzahu lil tughyan. And he said, Ya Allah, my head to toe, everything is for you, Ya Allah. Now he's living in the time, Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam. Know who is Khalil and take the lesson the Ummah is taking today. What a disgrace and indictment. So you must remember he's living in the time of Namrud. Namrud was a tinpot dictator, you know. So Ibrahim alayhi salam told him, "Bhai, you must believe in Allah, yuhyi wa yumit. Allah, He gives life and death." He said, "What is that? I give life and death. Ana uhyi wa umit." He took one innocent person, and now those days just kill him with a sword, whatever. Like now they just shoot the person. Say, "See, I killed him." Took a person who's on death row and said, "Go, I give you presidential pardon." So he said, "Ana uhyi," I gave him life and I gave him death. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam realized this person is safi. He's a foolish person, idiot. So he asked him, "Okay, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ." May Allah makes the sun rise from the east. فَأَتِي بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ. You make the sun rise from the west. Because you say you can give life and death. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرِ. He ran away. He was perplexed, defeated. So that is how wasallama. When you speak to the rulers and the kings like that, what you're doing? You're putting your life, your honor on the line. You see? That is ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani. You heard of Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk? This is, in life we all have some qalaq, some afsos, some regret, some remorse. I went to Egypt 6 times, I can remember. I traveled far to go to Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kish. That person told me, "You'll get into trouble, there's police there." I said, "Nobody, just you take me there, I'll give you double money." So we went there and everything, he waited. So I went, I was the right house, that street's name also is Shadi Abdul Hamid Kish. I went there, his appa, his wife came out, full parda, everything. And she said, "Sheikh Zahaba ila al-Matba." He's gone there to printing press. Now I said, "When he'll come back?" He said, "No, maybe after Zohar." So I said, "Now how are we going to wait?" So that qalaq, that afsos, that regret I still had. The waliullah, we didn't meet him. He used to tell all these rulers, the pharaohs of Egypt, that you want to ban me. You want to say I can't speak and all that. What Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah told his people. Go you ulama students, go read Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's waqiyah and story and incident and so forth. By Ibn al-Jawzi, manaqib Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, there was a change in government and the Mu'tazilites came into power, the rationalists. Everything they want to understand by logic. So they told Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, "Say, Al-Qur'anu makhlukun," that the Qur'an was created. He said, "I'll never say. Allah was, is, will always be. Allahu abadiyun wa azaliyun. He was, He is, He always will be." So this Allah's kalam and Allah's speech is also abadi, azali. It was, it is, and always be. He said, "Okay, if that is your stance, we're taking you out in the public. We are going to flog you and we're going to lash you." He said, "Do whatever you want." So they flogged him in full view of the public. When they flogged him first time, he said, "Bismillah." Second time they flogged him and lashed him, he said, "Alhamdulillah." Third time they flogged and lashed him, he said, "Lay yusibana illa ma kataballahu lana." Nothing can happen to us except what Allah had decreed. This Imam Jalil, when he was being lashed and so forth, his izar started falling down. He looked to the heavens and skies and said, go read Ibn al-Jawzi what he writes. This Imam Jalil, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah said, "Ya Allah," in Urdu we will say, "Meri laaj rakh, meri izzat rakh, keep my honor intact, Ya Allah. For your sake I'm doing all this. Karamatan li hadhal Imam al-Jalil, out of honor of this Imam, Allah let his izal come back." These are the ulama-i Rabbani. What things they did. So to me, when we speak of Quran, then you must remember Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, how he gave his life for the Quran. Then he told the people, "Baini wa bainakum yawm al-janaza." I went to his grave Mubarak also. "Wulida bi Baghdad wa tuwfiya bi Baghdad." He was born in Baghdad, he passed away in Baghdad. And he told his people, "Baini wa bainakum yawm al-janaza." The day I pass away, you will see what happens. Allah give them foresight, insight. He passes away, 800,000 people come for his janazah. 20,000 people embrace Islam, ba'da wafati hadhal Imam al-Jalil. Karamatan lahu. To honor him, more than 20,000 people plus minus embrace Islam. Sheikh Kishk, if you know about him, so mata wa huwa sajidun. Then the pharaohs and them understood with who they were dealing with, you must remember. He said, "Today you want to lock me up, today you want to arrest me, But you will see the honor Allah will give. See, you have to cry. Allahumma mitni wa ana sajidun. Ya Allah, let me die whilst I'm a sister. So these are the ulama, these are the people. They made qurbani. Qurbani is not you just catch the animal, bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and finish and cry, and then take one video and play fools and all that. So that we made it a merry-go-round today. You understand? A big party and a jol. You understand? No. That's not qurbani, brothers. Qurbani is thus, Qul inna salati, my namaz, my prayer, wa nusuki, my slaughtering, my sacrifice, wa mahyaya, and my entire life, wa mamati, my death, everything associated to death, my will and last testament, lillahi rabbil alameen. Everything for the sake of Allah, la sharika lah. We are the only people who have tawheed. We ask these Christians, you believe in one? They say, yeah. I say, what is Trinity? Say, no, three equals to one and one equal to three. I say, now show me which mathematician said that. So I tell them, you confuse and you're blowing your own people's fuses also. You see? So you must remember these things. Yeah. So what happens? You ask these jutlas. They told, made Allah also a racist. Allah forgot. They say, Allah chose us and selected us. I say, if Allah chose you and selected you, then how come you murdering the prophets and messengers? How come you murdering the children and killing them there? 2001, they murdered our son, Muhammad Durra. His father came here 2001, and I remember I was translating for him there. And he explained how they murdered his son. And now they murdered Muhammad Tamim, and 2-year-old boy you saw. So you must remember, nobody does this. You're not the chosen people, you are the cursed nation on earth. So that is what Quran is teaching us. We don't have to apologize to anybody. So we must remember this, this is. So when we speak of Qurbani, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. So read your Eid Salat, come for Eid Salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. And then, there'll be talk, and then salat, and dua, and khutbah, all that. Then maybe you want to go straight and sacrifice. The hadith in Bayhaqi, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Sunan al-Kubra. So you must remember, he used to, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the khutbah, used to go straight, sacrifice the camel, and then remember, kaleji, the kabid, the liver, because it's soft, quick it gets cooked and so forth. Then the master alayhi wa sallam would eat that first. So that is the sunnah, nabawiyya. But me and you are weak now. Before, if you don't have breakfast and slaughter, you slaughter something else just now, you see. So rather for me and you, after you eat salat, you go and have nice, healthy, hearty breakfast, and then you go to your qurbani and so forth. So each day you come with one road, you go back the other road, and then your qabristan. To go to qabristan, maqbara, graveyard, each day is not sunnah, but it's permissible. I will go. Our Haji Musa Manjara is there, rahimahullah. And I just asked them now, supper time, how many years? 2.5 years. January 80 passed away. So 2 years ago. So and everybody else also, you must remember, we make dua. So I'm here, so now what job I got? So I'll go there and all that qurbani is taken care of. And then before you slaughter, again Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Why I chose this topic? Ma kana Ibrahim yahudiyyan wala nasraniyyan walakin kana hanifan musliman wa ma kana min al-mushrikeen. Ibrahim alayhi salam was never a Jew. He was never a Christian. He was never a polytheist and idol worshipper. So what was he? Walakin kana hanifan musliman. Hanif, he turned away from all the false ideologies. Muslim he was. Now today the Arab governments, they're building big Abrahamic accord and Abrahamic faith. So one side they build masjid, then they build church, and they build synagogue. Say, now all is kullu halal. People who say this, I'm on record not once, 100 times. I say 100% you're out of the fold of Islam. There's only one religion by Islam, by Almighty Allah. Inna deena inda Allah Islam. Inna deen al-maqboola, the accepted deen is Islam. Wa may yabtaghi ghayra al-islami deena, fala yuqbal min. You choose any other religion. So don't fall for all this Abrahamic Accord, and then Amman Accord, they want to bring the Shias in, then Cape Town Accord. All these accords are not worth the paper on which they are written. We must be clear on these issues there. So my time is up. The three radio stations, we thank all of them. Of Sirius FM, we thank Brother Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, and all the directors of Ansar Radio, and our Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, our Capital Group, and Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, and all of them. And we thank you, the trustees here, our Imam Maulana Imran Kamisa, and all of you. So inshallah, tomorrow will be part two, you see. So what is part two? What time, Maulana? 10 to 7. 10 to 7 bayan starts, inshallah, and 7:15. You know, I think the shops and all that are open. It's not, you know, so everything must be done on time, inshallah. And for you, the listeners who listen to the morning program, inshallah, tomorrow 5 o'clock to 5:35, inshallah, 5:40 will be the program just for tomorrow, inshallah, Aziz. So now we make dua, and make dua for the ummah, and make dua for everybody. The greatest dua we must make, and tell our brothers, sisters who are there in Makkah, for them, and Mina, Arafat, wherever. So remember that the greatest dua is Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Ya Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam, and unite me with the pious people. So you remember Khalilullah's incident? Sallama nafsahu lil-niran, wa sallama ahlahu lil-hijran, wa sallama waladahu lil-qurban, wa sallama ramyahu lil-shaytan, وَسَلَّمَ إِرْضَهُ لِلْتُغْيَانِ فَصَارَ خَلِيلَ الرَّحْمَانِ. That is Ibrahim alayhi salam's story. Allah Jalla Wala give us tawfiq that we follow in his steps and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's footsteps. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam wa la ashrafil anbiya mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين. اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم أحدا. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، سلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.